This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Global coronavirus cases surpassed 100 million Wednesday, according to figures from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center, as countries around the world struggle with new virus variants and vaccine shortfalls. Almost 1.3% of the world's population has now been infected with COVID-19, and more than 2.1 million people have died. Meanwhile, the European Union is asking AstraZeneca to publish the contract it signed with the bloc on COVID-19 vaccine supplies, an EU official has said. In an escalation of the dispute over delivery delays, the company pulled out of a meeting with the European Union scheduled for Wednesday. Actually, they have now said they will be going to the meeting. China has given over 20 million COVID vaccine shots to date as it carries out a drive ahead of next month's Lunar New Year holiday, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The effort, which began in December, targets key groups such as medical and transport workers and has accelerated vaccinations in China. About 1.6 million doses had been given over several months before the campaign began. The vice chairman of the National Health Commission says over 22 million doses have been administered as of Tuesday, but it's not clear how many people that represents, since the vaccine is given in two doses and some may have received their second shot. Authorities are strongly discouraging people from travelling during the Lunar New Year holiday, a time when Chinese people traditionally return to their hometowns for family gatherings. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gambia's health ministry has threatened to publicly name COVID cases who flout health rules, warning of, quote, drastic consequences, end quote, for virus lawbreakers. Between January 20th and 25th, 40 people who had tested positive for coronavirus either absconded from treatment or